Engine Inspection presents Rider Tears. What is the game? That's what I'm going to talk about when I discuss Kamen Rider Geats Episode 10, as well as the bad, the good, and the intriguing things that I found in it. This is MJ. I'm an author. I'm an artist. I'm an analyzer. You can find all my work at mjmunoz.com. Starting right off with the credits, Kamen Rider Geats Episode 10, Scheme 1, Beats of the New World, originally aired November 13, 2022. The writer is Yuya Takahashi, who is the main writer, and the director is Shojiro Nakazawa. Takahashi has written all 10 of the episodes so far. And we will skip over a synopsis. If you want to look at that, you can do it on the website at mjmunoz.com. Find it in the show notes. Here we go. Starting off with the bad. I've got one big bad thing that I don't like, and here it is. Are Ace's wishes stacking? It looks that way, but I have to guess. Rules matter, so I want to know what they are. So really the bad thing is that they are being very opaque about what the rules of this game are, and I don't understand it. I don't understand what the utility is of it, except for maybe, you know, generating more mystery and more interest from the audience. But I find it more irritating than interesting. And there are other mysteries that are going on here that are interesting in and of themselves. So I don't need you to do mystery through obscurity to intrigue me and keep me watching. So anyway, moving on to the good stuff, though. I am intrigued, as I said, to know how Ace thinks making the DGP staff his family will help him find his mother and do whatever else he is doing. I'm glad Neon is coming back into the game, especially because it shows the cracks and the injustice in the DGP system. This thing is bad or off somehow, and that intrigues me. So, I mean, even if we knew all the rules and you laid them all out for us, however many there are, I'm sure Takahashi has written them all out and is using them to help structure the story and structure the twists in it and things like that. Which I guess that's the reason. It's even if you had that, I would still be interested by the fact that there are supposed to be these rules. Like, if you... Well, anyway, the fact that there are supposed to be these rules and the rules are not being adhered to by the administrators of the game, that's intriguing. How are they able to do that? How is there the power in this game to change, you know, rewrite history, rewrite people's memories, and do all this stuff if it's not a fair game, if it's a rigged game? How does that all work? That's very intriguing to me. And I'd like to be able to focus on that instead of wondering, you know, what this particular rule is this week. Anyway, next thing. Nago's beat gear, or whatever the heck that thing was called, was super cool. I love that guitar. It's dope. Like, I liked it. I'm pretty sure that's from another Takahashi show, X-Aid. And the serious, stodgy surgeon doctor, I can cut through anything. He's the one who got that. And it's kind of hilarious because it's like a rhythm game and he's like, you know, such a stickler that it's, you know, it's ironic that he would get something like that. But it totally fits with Nago and her personality and her being this, you know, not presenter, what do they call it? Influencer, like MC kind of person. And, you know, that definitely works. But anyway, so all that stuff was super good. I almost forgot to put that note in there. But yeah, that's a great looking suit, great looking toy. The way she activates it by hitting the keys and stuff and making music come out of it. Super cool. Alright, moving on to the intrigues. Ace questioning the rules of the DGP is good. Is this the first time he has really done that? I don't know. Oh, I'm only being shown what the show wants to show me. So I have no idea. How arbitrary are all the rules in the game? You know, that's a question I have and something I want to see answered. And then, like, shouldn't Haruruya, oh boy, also be one of Ace's family members now, because he is Punk Jack. Like, he's definitely Punk Jack. And like, they didn't even give him a different ID card for like being a writer, which is kind of dumb because he's got the pumpkin head thing. So like, it's obvious, right? And then wait a minute, is Haruruya actually a Japanese alteration or deformation or whatever of the word hallelujah? Because that's what it sure sounds like to me. And if it is, I'm just tickled at that. And something about him being like this punk rock guy with his, you know, axe guitar thing is funny. Although it is odd that he didn't get the music thing. Like, shouldn't he have gotten it instead of Nago? And she could have gotten Monster? I don't know, whatever. Especially because, like, Michi Naga was in a pinch because he didn't have a good team. He had a lady with an eating disorder, which was really weird, okay? That thin lady wanted to lose weight and find a husband. Good on you, girl, for wanting a husband in this day and age. But, like, you don't need to lose any weight. So, like, that's crazy that they would put that in this. And then, like, the old man wanting to recapture his youth. That's pretty bad. Pretty bad. So, anyway, that was odd. Okay, so I encountered an interruption. And for the sake of not having to go back and edit it extremely, I don't know where I was. So I'll pick up with after the Haruru thing. Oh, yeah, is the DGP really rigged? It seems like it might be that way. The way that the Game Master was telling Haruru that he wants him to do it this time, or, like, you know, whatever, and it the implication seems to be not that he wants him to win the Desire Grand Prix, but that he wants him to get Geats out of the game, get Geats eliminated, or get, you know, Ukiyo Ace eliminated from the game. It seems like it would be rigged. Also, like, I don't know, well, I don't think, what is his name? George? Giorgio? Or, anyway, Griojo? I'm not sure. Griojo? I that might be the guy's name. Anyway, which, like, is that Greek? And if so, is that a hint that he's involved with stuff from long ago? I don't know. Anyway, although it was Romans, the Roman Empire. Never mind. Okay, I'm all confused. But anyway, he doesn't seem like he likes Michinaga. So the idea that he, as the Game Master, would be petty enough to put an old man and a young anorexic woman, or, you know, a young woman with an eating disorder, like, with this guy who weren't going to really fight and, you know, potentially get him disqualified from the game, that's really interesting. It's kind of hilarious that he would do that, but it's also, like, really bad and dumb of him. Very petty and selfish is what I mean to say. But it would still be, like, you know, effective and funny. So when people say things are good or bad, sometimes that means they like them or they dislike them, and it has more to do with that and less to do with how well the thing works or how effective it is in the story or for whatever its purpose is. So that's why I'm clarifying like that. So I don't know. It seems odd. But yeah, in my notes I said, what's with all the weird picks from the Game Master? Does he want the Yamato to win? It doesn't seem like it. And I said the weird picks because, like, the old man. And, like, it just seems like he's picking people who aren't good candidates to actually... They're not the cream. He's not sending his best people, okay, to beat to beat the Yamato and defeat them finally. And then, like, there seems to be another person who's connected with things, because he says to them something like it seems like somebody responds to him, or like a male voice. I heard a man's voice say something to him in the effect of the Yamato are getting stronger, or, like, they're having trouble, and he's like, do you want me to, like, are you okay with me adding more participants, or something along those lines? So it seems like, one, the rules are arbitrary and he can just make them whatever he wants them to be, and two, like, he's not the sole person involved with or at the root of whatever the DGP really is. And I find that to be interesting. And then, like, is something wrong with Kewa? I understand that he, you know, is scratching and doing the lottery so he can, like, win, so he can eat. But, like, he lives at home with his sister, I believe. And she's like, oh, don't worry, bro. I'm going to, you know, take care of you, and I'll take you out to food, you know, go eat somewhere. But then he wants sushi, and she's like, you don't want tanuki? I think it's what it is, tanuki, you know, or soba or whatever. And it's like, well, no, he doesn't want the noodles for some reason. And that seems odd, because that seemed like not a part of his character, but it seemed like a character feature or whatever. Like, a cute fun fact about Kewa is that he really likes the tanuki ramen, or whatever it's called. I can't remember what it is, but he really likes that, and that's why he's, you know, the raccoon guy, and he's tycoon, and, you know, it's a whole thing. That's right. But, like, that seems to not be true, and, like, he seemed like he wasn't interested in helping the poor people, even though all he's wanted since he was a little kid was to save the world, or make the world a better place or whatever. So, like, that's interesting to me, and I wonder what that's about. And I'm hoping, because it got brought up, that it's not that we'll just ignore them, we'll never see them again, but that's something that will come back into the show later. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And then I have one big thing to discuss, which is, you know, what really is this game of the DGP, and what is it really all about? Clearly, to answer this game, or to talk about it right now, it would call for speculation, because we don't really know what the DGP is, and we don't really know who's behind it. And it definitely seems like it's purposeful that we don't know what it really is, don't really know what's behind it, because it is part of the story. They're sprinkling in little things here and there to make it clear that there's something going on, and that, like, Ace trying to figure that out is part of what's going on. So I don't really know what to say. Like, I guess I guess this is more of a call for you to speculate with me. And I'd love to hear what people think about this, like, game, what it really is supposed to be. Because, like, you've got Punk Jack works for the game, right? He is, like, I wouldn't call him an administrator, but he's, like, a staff member, I think is what they called him before. Punk Jack Haruya is a staff member working on behalf of the DGP. And he was able to fulfill a role as a writer on somebody's team at some point. And now he's entered into the game as if he is a normal human who is unattached from the staff. Because he's lying about who he is, right? So he's pretending to be just a normal person who got drafted into the game by the Game Master. The rules are arbitrary. What is it? Where the rules are made up and the points don't count. That's, you know, what this game is, basically. And then you've got Ace, who's manipulating it. He's made Tsurumi, I believe is her name, like his sister, and Giorgio or whatever, his dad, which was really actually like a sweet, fun, delightful little exchange there at the house at the breakfast table. Man, I'd like to eat fish for breakfast. Whew. One time years ago, this is funny, I was actually watching Kamen Rider Double as part of a project with some online friends who I don't really associate with anymore, but yeah, whatever. Is it no hard feelings is what I mean to say. But anyway, I was watching, I don't know if it was on my phone or on a laptop or what, but somehow I convinced my wife to allow me to take this stuff with us on our vacation to Avalon. I mean, everybody needs downtime, so I don't know. I don't know if I brought stuff for us to watch as a couple together, and I was like, oh, and I want to watch this show too. But anyway, I was watching Kamen Rider Double, and it was the debut episode of like the Extreme Memory that I was watching it. Anyway, that one morning while we were there for a couple days, I had the most amazing, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm so sorry if you were here just for the content and analysis, but I'm going to keep going now that I'm here. I had the most amazing omelet with lox in it. Oh, Lord Almighty. I said, Haruya win. This is a win, and Haruya, I love it so much. Anyway, so that's bringing it back into the show. But yeah, like, I don't really know what this is. Like, is the DGP this, like, mechanism or this thing that utilizes like the power, maybe harvests the power of people's like desires or yearning for stuff in order to, like, the main battle, the day-to-day battles, like, they stave off the destruction of the Jamado. The boss fights push back the absolute destruction that would come to the world, presumably, if the Jamado would win, even though we do know one instance where the Jamado did win and somehow the game continued. So that's kind of curious. But then, like, is there something going on where, like, people's energy is being harvested as well? The participants are being harvested as well somehow in order to ultimately stop the Jamado? I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, that might be how I would write it if somebody forced me to do some, like, unending death game that had gone on for, you know, over 2,000 years. There'd been, like, over 4,000 games of this. That might be what I do, but, like, I don't know. It's so weird and so strange and so odd that I don't know, like, what Dr. Hashi's doing, why he's doing it, or anything like that. And it's just, it's all sort of a mystery to me. So, anyway, odd. But I'd love to hear your perspectives. What is this game, really? And then, as far as my actual rank for this, I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Watching this in real time, that week off in between seasons, feels interesting because it makes it feel like this really is a new start. That is a neat trick. Ace is up to who knows what as he tries to find his mother. Will he do that at any cost? I don't know. Does it matter who he hurts to find her? I don't know. I like the fights, the banter, and the intrigue that is built around this seemingly simple idea of the DGP, and I'm curious to see what Takahashi does in this unique take on a weekly Toei Toku toy shilling show. So I just find it all very interesting, and I like it a lot. For story over everything, I don't have a lesson learned from this episode yet, but just because it was so weird, and I haven't really had a lot of time to digest it, so I can't really come up with something concrete on the fly like this, you could say. So yeah, that's going to be it for me. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I appreciate your time and attention. I ask that you would look forward to the next episode, that you would check out my review of, oh boy, what is it? Black Sun Episode 3 is out this week, as well as The Super Sentai Dawn Brothers 36. So go ahead and check those out, if you will. And you can check out everything over at MJMunoz.com. Anyway, I am signing out. This is MJ. I leave you with peace and blessings. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, you can find more at MJMunoz.com, as well as my entire library of analysis, art, and fiction.